Indian or lady has the right to redeem back his field any times he wants. But the Mashenken Yisrael can get it back within less than 2 years. Rashi the Yisrael ain't mut the legal prochus in Beishon and could have seen the mitzvah shnei tvuas yim cholach. The kids of Levium and Kanam have different halachas about the mitzvah of Yevil, that they can sell the field even on Yevil itself. So therefore I would have thought to say, Eimo, when Avdalit says, Eimo the mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah nami lo lechayvi, maybe the Kanam Levium are not mechuyot to Yevil Shofar Rosh Hashanah Rido. Yes, Kamash Ruan, that's the Chiddush know that they still have to Yevil Shofar. Why? Because nehi de lesna yil bi ashmotes kark in a chanam, they're not the chlau the total halacha. Of ashmotes kark, that they can't sell the fields on Yevil, but the Ashmotas Ksofim are giving money back. The Chayvis are Shomat. And the Shiluach Avodim Yilis Nayim. The Yon and Eved, the Eved goes out free on Yovel, that they're in the Pasha. So if Akanam and Leviyim are also called in the Pasha of Yovel, even though they have one Kula, but the rest of Lachas Yovel apply to them, that the Chiddush would then also the Mechiv in the Mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. Alright, we'll stop here. You holding up Dalad, your Medal can't stop for 2 dots. Yeah, Morris says now, Hakil, another Mishnah says, Hakil, Chayavim, Demikri Megillah. Everybody's Mechuyev to hear the Megillah. Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim. That's the Mishnah. So the question is, Chur Pshita? Of course, like who else? So Morris says, Lotzrich, the Chiddush is, Livata Lavidotim. That a Kohen or a Levi, even if it's a question of going to the Beis Midrash, doing the Avodah. And on the other hand, if they go to shul to hear the Mikra Megillah, so Mikra Megillah comes first. Okay, Rav Yudah Mashmuel, the Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Kahanam B'Avodos, even though Kain's doing his Avodah. Or Levim B'Duchonim, a lady is by his Duchonim, in the Beth Migdash by the Kabonis. And Yisrael B'Mamodim, even Yisrael their Maimud, they're standing B'Shaf, they bring the Kabonis. Still the Locher is Mevat and Avodos, and they have to stop doing their Avodah. Or boy in Lishmei Mikra Megillah, and they're supposed to come to hear the Mikra Megillah. That's the Chiddush from Akol Chayavim Mikra Megillah means that as the Kedima comes first. In fact, it's Machlokes Hashanim over there. Some learn that it's only Botol if you could come back later and do the Avodah. But let's say if you'd hear the Mikra Megillah now, you can't do the Avodah later, it'll be too late or something, then it could be no, then it's not Mevatol the Avodah. It's only a case where you could do both, so it's a question which one comes first. That's this cloud that Mikra Megillah. Mishum Pesum Menisa, that has Nadifas, that comes first. We would dash in the Pesach in the Megillah like that, that this one comes first. So that's the Chiddush. And then right it says, another Mish says, Hakil Chayovim Bezimun. Everybody's Chayiv in Zimun, when you eat together, three people eat together, when they come to bench, they have to bench Bezimun. So it says, what? Kahanim Levim V'Yisraelim. So again, Pshit, of course, like who else? Of course they have to bench Bezimun. Talking about right now, the Kahanim are reading Kodshim. So, I would have thought the Selati have three Kahanim and they're all eating Kodshim. So, I would have thought the Pasuk says, V'ochlu oisom ashekupa behem. Like the Kahanim eat from the Korbin and the Bailam receives a Kapara from it. The fact the Kahanim eat, the Bailam gets a Kapara, gets a forgiveness. Omer Achmona. If so, I would have thought they said an eating kodshim is not really called an achila. It's an achila of a kapara. So maybe for this, you're not chuyiv and mezumit to bench together. It's kamashma, that's the Kiddush you know. That still the Pasuk says, v'yachalte v'stavoto, omrachmono, v'yis nayo. The Torah says that when you eat and you're satisfied, you have to bench. So you're also, even though it's kodshim, even though there's a kapara involved, but so what? Lamaisi, you had an achila and lamaisi, you've satisfied yourself. Savar is a svara, you have to bench, and once you have to bench, and the svara then goes, she have to bench with Zimun also. Yeah. Actually, doesn't say. Yeah. That's just a malamut shakanim oichlen ubailim eschaparin. Sezeim aloy tiboy Zimun, although maybe you don't have to have Zimun. But if it's benching, for sure you'd have to bench. Does that mean it was, maybe you don't have to have Zimun. It's commercial on yes, it's also in the Klurim V'yachalta V'Savata. Now then it says also another locker is Ha'koil Mitztarfin Ya'koil Mitztarfin. Not only Ya'koil Chayovim, here it says Ya'koil Mitztarfin. You could put them together, you could put all three people together, any three people together. B'Zimun, to have to bench B'Zimun. And it says, what kind of Levim Yisraelim? So again, for the more Pshit, of course, like why not? The Chiddush is the more says, Lotzricho da kachli kahanim truma, oi kodishim, vizara kocho chulim. We're talking about, let's say, you have two kahanim and one Yisrael. And the kahanim are eating either truma or kachim, something that the Yisrael cannot eat. And the third one is the Yisrael, he's eating his regular chulim. So the Chiddush says, still they have to bench bezimun. Because otherwise, Fakotayatachimin, Rabbi would have thought to say, Ho yovi boyizar, lemechel bahadikoyin, lemotzeloichel, since the Zar is Yisrael, he cannot eat what the Kahanim are eating. He cannot eat Trum or Kochim. Is Eimelelet Starf, maybe it's not Starf with them, and you don't bench Zimun. Zimun is only, like the three of them ate together, they could eat from one another. So, here they're not called together. So, Kiddush is Kamash Malan, and no, still they have to bench with Zimun. Why? Because Nihi the Zar, Pahadi Koyin Lemotziochel, true. The Zar, the Yisrael, cannot eat what the Koyin is eating. He cannot eat Truma, or he cannot eat the Kochim. But the opposite way, koyin bahadi zar motzi yochol. So it's called the tiruf, that the koyin, he's allowed to eat the chulin. So if it's considered, they're still eating together. Even though it's only one way, still it'll be mutter. So he speaks, well, be if the all three will be mutter hanor one from another. Three people made a neder not to have enjoyment one from the other. So the tzad also, they can't bench bezimun. And then so he says, no, maybe yes, because on a neder, you could be sure, you could be made for the nether, matter the nether. But when you hear the truma, there's nowhere that Yisrael could be truma. Then another Mishnah says, we had in our Mishnah at the beginning of Erechim was, HaKoyol Marichin. Everybody could make Marichin, everybody could be Mechayid himself to pay the money. Kahana will be in Yisrael. So again, Kahana is treated, of course, why not? Havad, the Koyin of Yisrael, if he says somebody's Erechim should be upon him, Allah Bechiv to pay that much money to the Bedek Abayis. Some of Rover says, La Nisuch, the Chiddush is like this, Na Mishnelo Le Ben Bukhari. We're going now according to Ben Bukhari. That what it's now, but not like this. Omer Rav Yehuda says, that Heyen Ben Bukhari, Ben Bukhari said over Edis, the Yavnan Yavna, that Kol Koyen Sheshoikol, any Koyen that wants to give a Machtva Shekel, Eino Choyt is not doing something wrong. But even though we hold Mikradim, they're Potter from a Machtva Shekel, but he holds if they want to, it's okay, they're not doing something wrong. But Mikra Din Zepota. On this, Omolah Rabbi Yechon Metzak, Rabbi Yechon Metzak says back, no. And he holds, Leiken, it's not that way. Ela kol koyin she'enu shoykel, chayta. He holds, no, a koyin has the chiyya to give the machzor shekel. And any koyin that does not give the machzor shekel, he's a chayta. Ela, he's mazbado, Ela, shekahanim dorsh and mikra ziliyatsun, the kahanim darshan this posik for themselves, meaning Rabbi Yechon holds, they made a mistake how they darshan. They darshan like this, and of course this is the svara from Ben Bukhari. The Yochanan says not like this. So they darshan that the pasuk says v'chol minchas koyin kolutiya loytoichol. Any koyin that belongs to any mincha that belongs to a koyin, the din is you have to burn the whole mincha. There's no way to teach from the mincha that belongs to a koyin. If so, they held like this to kahanim. Ho yol vi oimer the yomi you bring on the second day Pesach, ushtei alechem you bring on Shavuos, the lechem upon him every Shabbos, shelon alheim. Like if they're going to give the money, if they have a chiyuv to give machzor shekel, so from the machzor shekel, the money gets the trumas alishcha, from that money they buy the kahanim, they buy these korban tziba. So it comes out when they buy these menachis, it's partially owned by the kahanim. If so, heichem necholim, how can he eat? How could the kahanim eat from lechem upon mishtei lechem mincha seimer? How could he eat from it? It should have been kulei kolul. So that's what Yechon Yakin said, that's why the Kahanim Darshan, that the Potter, but about it's a big mistake. Because if Yechon holds, Enechanami, if it belongs to the Kohen, you're true. But here the Pshat is, it belongs to the Rav. Rav of the Tzibra, not Kahanim. So even though there's a mix of Kahanim that gave money, they do not make the Mincha Osa Bachila. So that's the Machloides, but Ben Bukhari holds note that the Kahanim Yikra did not take a Potter from giving Machzor Shekel. What's this Pasuk? So the question is though, the Ben Bukhari, Nami kivun lechetchil loy mechayvi, he holds the what kahanim are not mechayvin given the machzor shekel. If so, leyasuy ki maisin nami chaytu. How could you say they were allowed to bring it? The churu know when they bring the machzor shekel, there should be a called a chayta. Why? The kamayo chulun lazara, because they're bringing chulun lazara. So if you hold the pot for machzor shekel, how could they give the money then? It's like chulun into the azara. So gemara says benachanami, the maisilu umosel etzibur. That they give the money, but not in the regular, like the Torah, Samach, Techiva, Mach, Vashekel. They know they're giving their own free money, and they give it over to the Tzibor, that they should be used for the Korban Tzibor. So it's not called their money.
to like mafker it to the tziva. So it's called the tziva's money. So therefore, even according to Ben Bukhari, it's good how you could eat from these menachas, because it's not really the money belonging to the kohanim. They gave it over to the tziva, it's the tziva's money. So now we're saying what? The chiddush of our Mishnah is, according to Ben Bukhari, the what? I would have thought like this. Since the pasuk says, V'chol erkecho yia b'shekel hakodesh. Anytime you have a chiyuv to give erechin, you have to pay it with a shekel hakodesh. But you have to pay 3 shekolim, or 5, or 50, it has to be with a shekel hakodesh. So I would have thought it's like this. Kol the isi b'shekolim, isi b'erechin. Whoever has the chiyuv to give the machsa shekel, a regular Yisroel, he is in the parasha of erechin. But I would have thought, v'hani kanim, these kahanim, according to Ben Bukhari, so since the potter for machsa shekel, I would have thought to say lesnai will be erchin. Maybe we didn't have the parsha of erchin either. So therefore, they have no erchin. So a kanim are not the parsha of marichin. Maybe is kamashmo. That's the chiddush. No, that they're still mechuyif. Gefort, even though they're not the mitzvah machsa shekel, but still in the parsha of erchin, they're included. On this. As it just says, Kamashman Loi Gemiri, we don't make this type of a drasha. We don't dashin that if you're not in Machsa Shek, you're not in the Parsha of Erchin. That's the Chiddush. And now the Gemara says, Omulay Abaya, Hai Bechol Erkecho, Lechol Erchin Shatomarich, Loi Yebchusim Miselu Dios. He says, no, this drasha, the Vedashin of Bechol Erkecho, Yeh Beshek LaKodesh, that's what you're saying, is a half minute to say this pasuk teaches us. That maybe only who is mechuyev in machsa shekel is mechuyev in erchin. Abai says back, no, there's no havmina, because when this pasuk of v'chol erkechol, we dash him with something else. V'chol erkechol, when the pasuk says v'chol erkechol yiv shekel kodesh, means to say that lo yehei pochus miselo hu diyosa. That's what comes for. So Rashi says it means the oni be erchin. The locha, if you're machayev to give yourself either your erchin or somebody else's erchin. Let's say whatever it is, whether it's 5 shkolim or 20 or 50 shkolim. And then you're poor, you can't afford it. So the special locha that we only make you pay how much you could afford. That's called b'histik yad. The pasuk says, Rashi says, according to how much you could afford. So the chiddush is that less than a seller you can't give. You have to at least give a seller. And if you don't have it, you have to wait until you get a seller. That's what we do with this pasuk. B'chol erkechol yiyah b'shekel means the least amount that you can give is a seller. So there's no half minute to make a drosh that you have to be in the parshas of Machsa Shekel. You need this person to teach us that you can't give less than a seller for erchin. So we're back to the question then, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah that are called erchin, even kahanim levim v'yisraelim? So where it says, Elam Abaya, Abaya says like this, Elam Abaya, Itzrach, yeah, the Mishnah is telling us the chiddush. Because without the Mishnah, Sa'akot, that the Chamin Rabbah has thought to say, Hoya Luxiv, since there's a pasuk in Ben Midbar says, O Keduyov, Mi ben chodesh tiftem biyarkechom. A lashon of what is the pidyon ben? That when the kid is a month old, then you have to be paid him with 5 shkolim. So I would have thought to say kol dis to the pidyon ben. Somebody like a regular Yisrael that's chayiv on his son a bechor to be paid him. Is to biyarkechin is bechlal the parsha of erchin. But for any kanim and levim, hoyev lesnai be pidyon ben. When they have a bechor, there's no mitzvah pidyon ben upon a kohen. Or a lev, like we dash in the first in the Mishnah there in Bechoris, that they're potter, when the Kal B'chorim, if they parted the Bechorim in the Midbar, rather the potter themselves, is so I would have thought to say, Lesnaya B'erchen, who wouldn't have the parasha of Erchen either? Is Kamashmo, and that's the Chiddush in our Mishnah, yes, that the Kahanim are still in the parasha of Erchen, even though they're potter from Pidyon HaBen, still they're in the parasha. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. On this, Omale Rav says back, Elam Yativ so. If you hold that just the fact that we're talking about Pidyon HaBen, just the fact that it says the word Be'erkecho, you make such a Gzeirah Shavah, I would have a Havamina. If so, yes, Gabi Ayel Oshim. There's mitzvah when you have to bring a Chiv Oshim, so it says to bring an Ayel Oshim. Also, the Chassidus says in that Pasha, V'yes Ashom Yovil Hashem Ayel Tomim, Menatzoim Be'erkecho. It also says the value, how much it should be worth, that Ayel Oshim. So you want to tell me, Yochinami, that to hold the Easter be Erchin, Easter be Yael Oshim, only summits in the parish of Erchin, he could bring an Oshim. But Tumtum be Adrugnus, a person that's a Suffolk Ish, a Suffolk Isha, that we had before, that Potter for Erchin is not in the parish of Erchin, to Lesnayo be Erchin. So you want to tell me Lesnayo be Yael Oshim? Is that true? That they're not in the parish to bring an Yael Oshim? We never heard like that. So Avada, what's the pshat? That even though it says the word Ekecha here, it doesn't mean the Parsha Verchin. So even though he's not in the Parsha Verchin, he still has to bring an El Oshem. So also, even though a Kayin is not in the Parsha Pidyon HaBen, but Avada will be in the Parsha Verchin, so there's no Havamina. So what does the Mishnah have to tell us? Therefore, Elo Amar Rav Rava says like this, V'itayim someone to say the name of Rav Rashi. Rav Rashi says, Itzruch, yes, we need the Chiddush of Mishnah like this. Because otherwise, I would have thought to say, since the Pasuk says, V'hemidu lifnei ha-kayin, that by Erchin, you should bring him to stand in front of a kayin. So ish darshin v'loi kayin lifnei kayin, and not a kayin in front of another kayin. Smash only a Yisrael in front of a kayin, but not one kayin in front of another kayin. Rashi says, Gabi oni, sherech ksiv, only that's poor, so he can't afford to pay then what, as much as he was mechayiv himself. So it says, have him take him in front of the kohen, let the kohen see how much he's worth. So it's mashmoni a kohen, or Yisrael goes in front of a kohen, and not a kohen to a kohen. So I would have thought to say that a kohen is not in the parasha of Erchin altogether. If that's kamashmon the Mishnah, yes, he's in the parasha of Erchin. Kamashmolan. Then the Mishnah says what? Nerchin. It says also a kohel nerchin. So lasuya, what's the conclusion that we had before? What's the chiddush? Every single person has an erich. The Torah says so. The chiddush was menuvel umel kushkin. A person, almost a disgusting person, a person that has mitzaras, has leprosy, that even though he has no value to himself to be sold for an eved, still he has erichin depending upon how old he is. So that's what we dashed him before. That's what the chiddush of akol nerichin means, even a menuvel umel kushkin. Now the Gemara says, how do we know this taka? How do we know taka that there's a parsha of erichin by a menuvel? So when it says the Tana Rabbanan went like this, the Erechecha, the Pasuk says, love the Erech Sosan. We come to include a few things now. Include even a person says Erech Stam, I want to be Ma'arech Stam. He doesn't say how much, he doesn't say what. Still he has to bring the smallest amount, which is the Rishigolim. Dovrach, another Pshat, the Pasuk says, be Erechecha, means Erech Kulay, who Naisein, Le Erech Evorim. You can't Stam say, I want to make Erech how much my leg is worth. That's not the Pasha of Erechin. Erechin is your whole body. So you can't make an Erech on just Yevorim. Rashi says, Omar Erech Yodi Elal, Yom HaKulun. Somebody says, I want to give the value of my Yad. As Erechin, there's nothing. Because there's no Erech for an Yevorim. The Torah, when he says how much the whole person is worth. Yochel the Gemara, I would have thought to say, Shani Moitzi Av Dovash Neshomet Lu Yibo. Let's see, he says, the Erech of my heart, or the Erech of my head. Something that without that he can't live. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, no, nefoshes. Says the word nefoshes means if you make an erech on something that your nefesh is totally in, it's like a chal, you have to pay your whole value because of that dover shanashomet luyibo. So that's the drosha from the word nefoshes. Now, another drosha from the word nefoshes is nefoshes lohemes. There's only an erech in upon a person that's alive, not if he's dead. Oitzi es ames, a good, I exclude a mace. Once you die, and then somebody else says, I want to pay his value, his erichin, there's no erichin for a mace. But maybe, v'loyetzi es a gois, I won't exclude a gois, this person's very, very sick, about to die. Maybe him, if somebody says, I want to pay his erichin, he's still go bosa how old he is, and there's a parsha of erichin. Talmulem, the posik says, no, v'hem mid v'herich. He has to be able to stand up and come to the current to value him. So, kol sheyeshnem b'hamodo, yeshnem aruch, whoever's in the parsha of amrodah that could stand up, that means, then he has erichin. But the kol sheyeshnem b'hamodo, like a guy says, someone's about to die, he can't stand up anymore, ain't a baruch, he's not in the parsha of erichin either. Dovrach, another pshat is, the pasuk says, nefoshes again, ain't liyela echot, sheherich, echot, echot sheherich neyim inayim. How do you know somebody's marach to pay for one person? How do you know if he's marach to pay for 100 people? I want to be machayv myself to pay the value, the erichin of 100 people. How do you know you can put that chiv upon yourself? Talmud Lema Nefoshos, yes, as many as you want to, you can make the chiv, you have to give that much money to the Tehegdish. Dovrach, another drosha like this, again, the Pasuk says Nefoshos in this parasha of erichin. So we dash in, Nefoshos means